All right, well, the theme for tonight is transitions and transformations. I swear that my sweater will match with a message later. It's on me for a purpose. But the oh, yes, up on the stage. Not used to that. At Bethlehem, we don't have to do that. But one of the many transformations and transitions that we're celebrating tonight is the return of Caitlin to our kids' programs, to being a leader. And so, walkout song, Marta, if we could get you out here to celebrate that you, Marta, have been serving with our kids. And kids, a transition or means a moving to something new. And so Marta is going to be moving not necessarily to something new, but to something old, which is to go back into service, to just be in worship. And Caitlin is moving back into your group downstairs. And so we're really excited for that. And that's okay. It's so good to be excited for the return of Caitlin. It's nothing about you, Marta. So let's just thank both of them. Thank you. All right. The main thing we're doing tonight is to celebrate the transitions and transformations of our young adults who work with our kids, and that's another reason that tonight is a kids program. And so we're gonna just kick it off by inviting Maggie and Sully up. Maggie and Sully started working with us this year and have really stepped in big ways for our kids. And so we're so excited to be able to celebrate both of them tonight. They will still keep working with us a bit through the summer, but then they're both off to, I don't want to say bigger and better things, but to new and amazing things. So thank you so much for being with us. And why don't you guys come on up? We have stools for you. Yeah, let's give them a hand. You guys are going to be up here. All right. Are you making countdown sounds, Gracie? Okay, there we go. It's a little bit awkward when you got to carry whole furniture. And I think this microphone is good. Is this that microphone? Amazing. I'm not the sound guy, so. All right, so they're going to give us a little bit of reflection, and then we'll do a little wrap-up together, but they're just going to share a bit about how they feel they've transformed this year.
Hi, I'm Sully. I work with the preschoolers, and I'm just going to dive right in by saying that I've been so grateful for this opportunity to work at the table because I just love working with kids. Working with kids is where I most find God, and being here has further proved that it's what I want to do in the future. Because I've just had so many great role models throughout the year, especially because I've moved 6 times and I've been to a numerous amount of churches. So I've experienced lots of different environments with that. So, ironically, when I was 5 years old, my family actually lived with the Mannings for a month. And it's funny because Sam, Kate, and Annie all used to babysit me. And now I have the full circle privilege of babysitting their kids, which is just really fun. And it's also why I was so excited when Debbie reached out to me about working here at the table. It's just been so much fun. And whether I'm babysitting or working at a church, I love experiencing God through kids' eyes. I would say that the foundation of my faith comes from my dad. He's a Lutheran pastor. So faith has always kind of been around me, which I'm not gonna lie, at times has been a little intimidating over the years. But what I've learned is that you can make faith your own thing. You don't necessarily have to be upfront about it or need to have a by-the-book faith life. You can find God wherever, whether that's in nature or praying or like me hanging out with kids. Faith is fluid for everyone, and it's why I know I will bring faith into my college experience and further in the future.
Hi. My name's Maggie Farrell. I work with the first and second graders here. Sully actually helped me come here. I had a couple friends and leaders and adults in my life who go to this other camp I go to, and they were like, oh, there's this great place, it's called The Table, and they're looking for people to work, and I had nothing going on Sunday evenings, so I decided to do it, and I'm really glad I did. I grew up Catholic. My dad is Irish Catholic, and my mom, her family wasn't Catholic, but she was herself. So I kind of grew up going to church and having a faith overall. I would go to summer camps that were faith-based, and I went to Family Fest as a kid, which is faith-based. And then I would go to Wednesday nights at the church that I go to on Sunday mornings called CPC. And I had a lot of places where I would really, like, be surrounded by God, and I knew who God was, and I knew what he did for me, but I didn't really take him, like, outside of my life, especially as I got into high school. I go to Edina High School, and it's a pretty big public school. There's not a lot of faith talked about. It's kind of, like, stigmatized. You don't really spend a lot of time talking about, oh, yeah, I'm Catholic, or oh, I'm Presbyterian, or I'm Lutheran. So I was kind of taught when I got to high school that my faith in God was something that I spent on Wednesdays and on Sundays and when I went to camp. I didn't really talk about it outside. And when I, like, went through high school, I struggled a lot with, like, self-esteem and anxiety, and I had a little bit of a hard time, like, figuring out how I could fix that and how I could make that better. And towards the end of my junior year, my senior year, I kind of was able to realize that God is meant to go everywhere in your life. It's not meant to just stay at church or on Wednesdays when you're surrounded by other people who feel the same way. And so I wanted to share on Wednesdays, this random Wednesday night, they were actually talking about something really similar, and I drew a very detailed, exquisite drawing about what I'm trying to say. But they were talking about how teenagers especially kind of fit God as, like, a slice of a pie, and, like, your family and your friends and your sports and school and the other things involved in your life are, like, a section of this pie, but God is just a slice. Like, he's not a part of it. And then other people view God as, like, the metal bits of, like, a wheel on, like, a bike or a car, in the sense that it, like, holds the wheel together and is all around the circle. It's not just a slice of the pie. So I kind of took this and I brought it into my life, and overall, like, my physical health and my mental health have been a lot better because I've allowed God to come in everywhere. And I was kind of thinking about, like, in college, I'm going to the University of Iowa, and it's a pretty big school. There's, like, 30,000 undergrad, I think. And so it's, once again, a place where it gets kind of hard to, like, bring your faith everywhere, and things get in the way, and it gets hard to go to church every week or spend your time with God. And I'm going to try and continue thinking about having it be a wheel instead of a slice of my pie. So.
Thank you. You guys can sit down and I'll call you back up. Okay. They're going to be coming back up in just a little bit. Thank you for being my stagehand, Christian. I appreciate that. They're going to be coming back up in just a little bit, but I want to kind of wrap that all together for us, because the text for tonight was actually from Mark, and it's something called the Transfiguration. Kids, can you try to say that word with me? Transfiguration. And transfiguration has a very similar beginning part of it to the word transform, which is like transformers. Transform means to what, Jack?
To go from one thing to another.
To go from one thing to another, to change in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of transformations going on in our world and in the life of this community, right? On June 2nd, we are going to celebrate a transformation in somebody's life, a transition. This building that we're in kind of looks a little bit old and weird, right? Yeah. This building is, yeah. This building is going through a lot of transitions and transformations. There were people in the neighborhood who were invited to come in and see the building and imagine what's possible for the future of this building. And a lot of really cool ideas came up, like, could we play, I think someone wanted to play table tennis in here. I was saying to someone that maybe, like, they could do pickleball in the gym. People want to do basketball. There's a lot of really amazing things that could happen in this building if a lot of love was put into it. A transformation, a transition. But with transformations and transitions come a lot of anxiety. Raise your hand if you've gone through something or are going through something right now where you know that a big change is coming and it's causing a lot of anxiety, like you can't sleep, it's hard to eat, you're a little bit nervous about telling other people about it. Some people in here are going to middle school. Middle school in this community is gonna be new next year. That is a transition, that's a transformation, right? There are kids in this room who are gonna go up a grade. Probably most of us, we're moving up to something new. Andrew right here is going up to what grade, Andrew? First grade. Transitions and transformations are part of our everyday life and are part of being part of a church. They're really amazing. And so the transfiguration of Jesus was a moment in the Gospels where some of his disciples, before their very eyes, saw Jesus be physically changed. Jude, could you imagine that? What if I was standing up here and instead of wearing the sweater or looking like this, suddenly I was wearing like a 10-foot ball gown and I was shining like the sun? Jude, would that be kind of crazy? If I just like transformed into something else? Yeah. That's what the disciples saw in Jesus, is that before their very eyes, Jesus changed. And so before our very eyes, even though it takes a lot longer, kids transform, young adults transform, even big adults, not young adults, we won't say old, but just longer term adults. We change, right? There's so many different ways we change. We were talking about the ways that we change even before service tonight, some of us. And so that's what the transfiguration is, and that change can cause anxiety. But what's amazing about what Maggie reminded us is that God is not just a slice of that change, God is holding all of that change in. So we don't have to be as anxious about transformation or transition. As the community transitions and changes, God is everything that's holding around and inside, holding all the pieces together, so that that transition in June won't feel as anxiety-inducing, hopefully. Or moving up a grade. God has got you, Andrew, as you go into the first grade. Yes. Do you know that? God's got you while you're in first grade? Yes. Yeah. He knows that. So that's what transition and the transfiguration reminds us, and that's what Maggie brought for us today, which is really awesome. And so I'm wearing this anxiety sweater, which is really cool, that Marta got me from. She thrifted it for me because I saw it on her story and I said, I have to have that sweater because it's just ridiculous. It's for a bit, but it's also like the theme of transition sometimes just feels like this weird possum screaming. Like when you move houses or you go up a grade or your community is going through a huge change, you feel like this possum. Like you just want to stand up and like scream or screech inside. But Maggie reminds us that God's got us. And so that's what tonight is all about in the transfiguration. I'm just going to read a bit of Mark 9, then we're going to invite them back up to receive a blessing, and we're going to invite you all to be part of that blessing. So I'm just going to read from Mark 9, just verse 6. And in this verse, basically, Peter is so freaked out by watching Jesus completely change before his eyes that he's basically like, oh, great, actually, Jesus, maybe we could just, like, make three shrines to, like, you and, like, the other, and Elijah, and, like, and Moses, and it'll be really cool, but I also don't understand what's happening. And Jesus is just like, calm down. Calm down. And tries to explain to him. But it says in verse 6 that Peter said this because he didn't know how to respond. For the three of them, the three disciples, were terrified. So as you guys go on to college, there are going to be moments when you feel like this possum, and you feel like Peter, that as you're watching this transformation happen to you and around you, you feel terrified. Andrew, there's going to be moments in first grade you feel terrified. Lily, in middle school, there are going to be moments for sure that you probably feel a little terrified. And the good news in the gospel is that God isn't just a slice, God's the whole thing, which is an awesome image that Maggie brought for us tonight. So I'm gonna invite you to back up, and I'm gonna invite staff, I'm gonna invite kids in the classes. Kids, if you are downstairs with Maggie and Sully and you wanna be part of giving this gift of blessing to Maggie and Sully, we invite you guys up. So let me have the graduates come up. If you can. Andrew, would you like to come up? Okay, kids, if you're downstairs, we invite you up to be part of this, because blessing, yes, you can come up, even if you're upstairs, you can come up. Blessing is a gift that we get to give people, and blessings are expressions of hope. So we all know there's prayers that we say sometimes, maybe before we go to bed, but a blessing is a special kind of prayer. And it's a kind of prayer where we are expressing hope for another person. So that's what we're gonna do tonight for these two. And Maggie is gonna lead us, but I think Debbie. I don't know what
Hello?
I just said. Debbie's gonna lead it, but Andrew, you are gonna start it.
Okay, Andrew, why don't you start?
Dear Lord, thank you for Sully and Maggie.
That was awesome. Well, Sully and Maggie, we want to bless you. Finish that prayer that Andrew started. And I just want to add, too, that I've known Sully since she was just a little, well, actually, since she was born. And she has a special place in my heart. And Maggie, you have also grown this special place in my heart. And I want to say that every Sunday these two show up. They love our kids, and I think one of the biggest joys on Sunday night for me, and I know the rest of our staff, is they come up afterwards and hang out, waiting for us to finish talking with people to give us a big hug. So thank you, guys, because you are joy bringers, and we are so grateful for your time and talent and just who you are. So I'd love to read this blessing, and then I will finish the beautiful prayer that Andrew started. Blessing for graduates. You have been shaped by the requirements of progress and adolescent freedom. But these statistics and awards are not at all who you are, not even close. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, we are helping God keep the promises that extend beyond what you can do and earn in this world. We remember your first and forever name. Beloved child of God, no matter how far you wander in any direction, we will remember what is already and always true. You are already and always enough. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are more than one thing to God and to us. So graduate from some things, but not everything, not this. Would you please pray with me? Holy and gracious God, we are all filled up. We are filled up with gratitude and joy for both Maggie and Sully, and just the life and the love that they have brought to these children and to this community. God, we trust that your spirit will continue as they move on to the next season, the next chapter of their life. And no matter where they go, or what they're doing, what they know and what we know is that you will be with them always. That's a promise we hang on to. It's a promise we send them with, along with our love and our gratitude, our hopes and our prayers. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Hey kids, can you all turn towards Sully and Maggie and yell, thank you, as loud as you can.
Thank you.
Amazing. Everybody is welcome to sit down. Okay, we are, well, you know, I can't make you. Hey, we are almost to the end of our service, but the way that we typically wind down towards the end is to celebrate the ways and remember the ways that Jesus was and always is being present with promises for us. And so I'm going to invite Remy up. Remy, you're going to come and help me out, right? So I've got two things here, Remy. We're going to walk over to the middle and into the up the steps. Is that cool? So Remy, I just said that we get to remember Jesus through this, and that's because Jesus did something on the last night that he was with his friends. Jesus had an important meal, and during that meal, he took bread. You see this bread, Remy? Mm-hmm. Can you hold that for me? Awesome. He took the bread, he blessed it, gave thanks, and he broke it. Can you break that bread for me? Just tear it. Oh, rip it apart. You are super strong, man. Three ways. I think 3's gonna be good. Thank you, Remy. And Remy, when he did this and he gave thanks, he said, this bread is my body, and it's given for you. Do this to remember me. And after the dinner, he took the cup, and he blessed the cup as well. He gave thanks, and he passed it around to everybody to drink, saying that this is his blood, shed for all people, given as a new promise to all people. And that includes you, Remy. That includes me. Even includes your dad. Can you imagine that? Can you hold that up high for everyone to see? And that is the cup of the new covenant. Thank you, Remy. I really appreciate it. I will take the cup, and you are welcome to take a seat with your family. Thanks for helping, Remy. So this is the meal that we remember, and it came at a time of transition and of anxiety, of screaming like this weird little creature on my sweater. But that's because God has us. So as we remember this meal, we also remember the way in which Jesus taught us to pray. Would you please stand with me now and pray the Lord's Prayer? Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.